We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You buy into it or not, I don't necessarily, but they still got LeBron and Anthony Davis, you know. So it is just fierce. It is absolutely fierce. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, talk to Chris Harrington on the other side. I did want to tell you, by the way, I got a personal note from someone who said, Jeff, thank you for the recommendation for Frame Corner. Came over to Memphis from Jonesboro on Saturday with my father's Arrowhead collection in hopes Frame Corner could help me with an idea of how to display them. Very sweet employee named Barbara took me to a table, mapped out what colors I needed, what style of glass, what background fabric, and many more answers on how to display this priceless collection. Nothing I asked was impossible, and I left eagerly anticipating the finished product. I let her know that the Jeff Calkins Show led me to their fine establishment. Highly recommend. I've been telling you that the Frame Corner, yeah, you can walk in and buy a frame, but what they're really good at is custom framing. And they can take fishing lures, as they did for Dan Barron, or for this gentleman, a Arrowhead collection, his grandfather's Arrowhead collection. You have it sitting around, whatever. Now all of a sudden you have it framed beautifully. You will have it forever. It honors your grandfather. And it takes stuff and turns it into memories. So that's just an email that I got, again, totally out of the blue. It is Frame Corner, Frame Corner Memphis, 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Jeffrey's going to talk to Chris Harrington. I will rejoin the fray after that. Hey, Jeffrey, ask him about Luke Kennard for us, will you? All right. When we get back, Chris Harrington will join the fray. Summer League starts tonight, and I'll be back after that. It's Jeff Calkins Show on a Monday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone thanks to Odyssey, the Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
Looking for an engagement ring that'll really knock her socks off? You need to be at Genesis Diamonds.
It's such a privilege at Genesis Diamonds for us to work with the world's finest designers, to be able to offer brands like Tacori and Viraggio, and we're excited to be able to give you something nobody else can.
Genesis Vice President David Cooper.
The craftsmanship, the detail, the quality, the individuality is bar none better than anything else.
Genesis has been selected as an exclusive provider for every top designer from New York and California. With over 4,000 rings to choose from. And if that's not enough, they can create something that's truly one of a kind.
We can custom craft you literally anything you can imagine. We have the capabilities to realize any dream you have. Things that other stores may call new, we've been doing for 3, 4, and even 5 years already.
So don't settle for a ring with a stale design or with inferior craftsmanship. Let Genesis help you get the look, the quality, and the value you deserve.
I'm David Cooper from Genesis Diamonds, and I'm excited to see you in our showroom
on Poplar at Perkins Extended.
Memphis football is back Saturday, September 2nd versus Bethune-Cookman at 6. We need Memphis at our 9:01 game home opener as we celebrate our city. Tickets start at just $20. Purchase your tickets today at GoTigersGoTix.com.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ford right here in Wynn, Arkansas. And folks, you've not heard a Ford dealer talk about discounts in a long while. But we've got great discounts on all of our Ford vehicles in stock today. And we've got as low as 0.9% interest on Ford Edges. That's $446 a month on a brand new SUV. And we've got 1.9% interest for 72 months on F-150s. You've heard that right. We've not heard it in a long time. 1.9%. Check us out at RedRiverFordOfWynn.com.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Brought to you by Robert Half.
9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Each and every day here on the Jeff Calkins Show, welcome Chris Harrington to the program. Let's fire it up.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, what are we listening to?
A little yacht rock for you on a Monday, Jeffrey. That's Summer Breeze by Stills and Frost. Sending that out to Grizzlies team president Jason Wexler. That is his favorite annual joke. To suggest that singing that song to yourself with the phrase Summer League instead of Summer Breeze is the title in honor of the first day of NBA Summer League, at least for the Grizzlies.
That's got to be like one of the signature, like if I say Yacht Rock,
Summer Breeze. You don't have to name too many songs until you get to Summer Breeze.
It's, you know, that feels like you're on a boat and not yes. like on a bass boat in Arkansas. You're out on the ocean with that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a boat that has a Yeti cooler with it.
Yeah, that is yacht rock, not pontoon rock.
Yes, 100%. Okay, a few of Grizzlies bits of news that I kind of want to discuss with you, but I just want to get your overall thoughts. The Grizzlies have overhauled their coaching staff. It's something that we've known that was going to happen, but it feels like now the news is we've got all the names and now we have the roles. As you look at everything that has changed, what is your reaction?
You mean for the coaching staff specifically or just like the whole offseason?
Yeah, do you think, I guess this is the question I should ask, and I should rephrase it as a better question. Do you think these changes signal anything?
Well, I think, you know, a year ago they made some coaching, some less dramatic, but they made some coaching staff changes, and they talked about, you know, addressing their half-court offense.
Yeah.
And we had a whole new battery of lingo, right? Your first year, your second year, there's always new coach speak, right?
Yep. I had to look up what kind of speed transmission we had. Do we have a 5-speed? Was it a 6-speed? I didn't know.
Right, right. So that theory, among many other theories, the theory of Marcus Smart, there are lots of theories that did not get tested last season because the whole thing blew up. And so you couldn't, there's no proof of concept because you weren't able to test the concept. And so we don't know, like, whether offensive changes, if there even were any. They were gasping for breath all season. We don't know whether the Marcus Smart thing works because we didn't get to test it. You know, we haven't really fully tested the Luke Kennard with the core in any significant way because as soon as they acquired Luke Kennard a season and a half ago, things started falling apart.
Well, and so he got hurt in the play, and it felt like the moment that they were going they were committed to it, Luke hurt his shoulder.
Right. And so if you said they were going to bring him back to Kennard, which I do, that is my sense, I think in some ways they're going to try to test the theory they weren't able to test last season. And part of that is the idea of tweaking their offense. And so instead of just running back whatever they tried to change last season, I think they're pushing forward on that with some new coaching hires. You know, the guy they brought in a year ago to help reform their offense is one of the guys who's back. But they've added to the Patrick St. James or St. Andrews, whatever his name is.
I think it's
but
St.
then
Andrews.
They brought in a new yes, Andrews. But now they brought in a new guy who's going to be the lead assistant, the guy from Paris. And so I think it's a combination of we want to test, we like the team we've assembled. We didn't get to test out last season, so we want to still see if this works, see if Marcus Smart works, see if Luke Kennard works. Now you've added Zach Edey to the mix, see if that works. So we like our team. We're not drastically shaking up our team because we think the problem last season was the injuries, not the team. And so now we've added Edey to what we already had. We believed in it last season, even though we didn't get to test it because we didn't have it available. We're adding Edey to it. We believe in this, but we need to tweak our systems around it to try to, you know, get better production out of it. And so I think you go into the season with, you know, hopefully a whole team in terms of health, and then with what you think will be a better strategic approach to that team, and then you see what happens with it. You roll it out and see if it works, and if it doesn't, you have abilities to pivot or to supplement from there.
Does it seem like it's competing ideas when you look at the style of play that they've brought in, which feels like it's more of the five out kind of, you know, free form that we see in the NBA? Does that compete with the idea of we think Zach Edey makes us better? Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, those work against each other?
I am a little reluctant to embrace the assumptions of radical change people have whenever there's some new assistant coach or whatever. Like, when the Grizzlies hired the guy Noah LaRoche to be their player development guy earlier in the summer, remember, like, Drew did the big story, and there was all the YouTube clips about, yep, look at this guy's radical offense. No one will ever set a screen again, right? And I actually had a longtime Grizzlies fan text me in the middle of the summer admonishing me for writing about and talking about Donovan Klingon and Zach Edey because he said, haven't you watched these Noah LaRoche videos? They're not going to get a center like that. They don't want a big center who sets screens. That's not what this team wants. Don't you understand what they're doing? And guess what? They tried to trade up to get Donovan McClingan, and then they drafted Zach Edey at number 9.
Right.
And so this idea, and I've watched the YouTube clips of the team in Paris, this new lead assistant coach. It's not like some radical difference from just the way NBA teams play, honestly. Like, it's really more marginal than that. Like, there's lots of screens getting set, and there's, like, you know. And so, to me, it's more about, ultimately, execution and talent. I think the coaching stuff is at the margins, honestly, when it comes to strategy. So I don't assume that they're going to look dramatically different in terms of style of play than they've looked in the past. And the fact that they went out and got Zach Edey, who replicates the best offensive attributes of Steven Adams as a screener or an offensive rebounder, suggests to me it's not going to look radically different. It's going to be more nibbling around the edges, stylistically.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, I thought Dan Devine last segment made a very good point. It's entirely possible, you know, that if most of the league is running some type of this offense, bring in maybe some of these guys and be like, how would you stop this? Like, what gives you problems? And to me, like, that's a completely reasonable thing. But I also kind of look at it a lot like, the best example I can give is the NFL went heavy, really, with Brady. They went heavy with air raid concepts. And you saw all these people that used to play or had played for Mike Leach or coach under Mike Leach, they started having these concepts in the NFL. Well, people still ran the football. Like, it wasn't just everyone was in the shotgun and whatnot. It's like you take little bits and pieces and try to implement it. But I think far too often we kind of make too much out of a little bit of news. And I kind of think that's peak of where we are in the calendar.
The Grizzlies, even though, like, the effectiveness hasn't been there for the most part, especially last season when everyone was hurt, the Grizzlies, like, shot diet has been pretty quote-unquote modern under Taylor Jenkins.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, the idea that your first priority is pressuring the rim, and you leverage that into taking a lot of threes, and you don't shoot a lot of, like, mid-range stuff, that's already what they've been doing. The problem is that they haven't been making those threes. And, right. You know? It's been more those kind of issues. And so that's why I think there will be changes to strategy. I think there will be more changes to vocabulary, you know. But I think ultimately it's going to come down to personnel and, you know, having Luke Kennard and Desmond Bane together. It's going to boost your three-point shooting. Is Jake LaRavia going to turn into the shooter you want him to be? Is Jared going to shoot 32% from three or 37% from three, right? It could be either one. Who knows? You know, I think it's going to be a blend of the strategic and just the effectiveness of the personnel. And so, but I don't think the style of play is going to look shockingly different than what it's been or what just NBA basketball looks like now.
I guess that's kind of the larger point that I've had, even dating back to last year when, okay, you bring in Patrick St. Andrews because the half-court offense was an issue. And it's like, okay, I fundamentally agree that in the playoffs, the half-court offense is kind of what got him. At the same time, like, I don't know if there's a scheme answer. To me, it seems like part of the reason why they struggle in the half-court is they're not a particularly great shooting team. And when you get into when it becomes a short shot clock situation, it's kind of why I know it's fun to make fun of the Bucks for what they did with Lillard and it didn't work. I kind of think the Bucks are in a spot where they didn't really get to test what they were trying to do, which was, hey, in short shot clock situations in the playoffs, teams have just been fouling Giannis, sending him to the line. It's a 50-50 proposition. We think adding Dame Lillard in a short shot clock makes the team better. Maybe it doesn't help us in the regular season. Maybe we're even slightly worse because he's not a good defender. But I felt like they didn't get to test it because, well, everyone got hurt for them too.
Well, Giannis didn't play in the playoffs. And then, like, the rest of that team just got so – the rest of that team sort of fell apart around those two guys.
Right.
Either guys got too old or guys weren't good enough. It was like – it was one or the other, right?
Yes.
I'm not saying, like the coaching doesn't matter. There won't be tweaks. They won't – you know, maybe you set screens higher. You get guys on the move more. So, you know, some of that stuff was a little bit more that I watched from the Paris video. It was a little bit more dynamic in that case. You know, you get guys like basically driving before the screen set. The fact that Jaren developed so much more as an on-ball guy last season,
yeah.
maybe you see some Jaren, Zach Edey, like 4-5, like pick and roll kind of stuff. But I think there's more things you can incorporate into the mix. But I think ultimately it comes down to, like, are your players healthy and do guys make marginal improvements as shooters? Is John Morant going to shoot 28% from three or 34% from three?
Right.
Neither would be surprising, but it will matter, right? Is Jaren going to shoot 31 or 37? It's a lot of that is ultimately going to matter. And the quality of the shots they get, which is based on how your offense flows, will have some impact on that. But it'll only have so much impact. Part of that is just whether guys can make shots or not.
Yeah, I mean, I just find it hard to believe. If you have a player like Ja Morant, I find it hard to believe that you're not going to have an offense that wants him to get space. And what's the easiest way to get space? Well, set a pick at the top, like up high.
Yeah,
like,
this is why I never bought into the they are going to do this radical offense in which no one sets screens, and I mean you have Ja Morant, you're going to be running pick and roll. Guess what? You know, and so I never bought into any of that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's see, we already discussed Luke Kennard. Okay, that's great. Moving on. I feel like that's become such a topic. It's like I see it the exact same way that you do. It's like this is a negotiation. Eventually they'll reach some form of an agreement. I guess
I don't even know. I don't know. But I'm not even sure. Like it's an ongoing negotiation. I think there may be some parameters in place, and for whatever reason they're waiting for some things to come together. But I don't. My sense is that there's not a lot of uncertainty on that one.
It seems to me like the agent is waiting to see if he can get another offer.
I don't know that I believe that to be true, but I'm not sure. I haven't checked in on that. I've been out of town. I haven't checked in on that in a few days, but that is not really my sense of things.
Fair enough. But again, in the end, nothing has changed in your mind, correct?
No.
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
All right. Let's turn our attention to Summer League. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm in this weird spot with Summer League where I do think what Zach Edey looks like is fun. But really, like, I know all the other things that excite everyone with Gigi, with, you know, what do some of these new pieces look like? I think the thing that I'm struggling with is after Zach Edey, I'm kind of, all right, let's see. But, like, I'm not all that interested in how things look because, like, Gigi Jackson could come out and perform well in Summer League, and I would feel the exact same way that I did after last season. Cool. I've seen everything that I need to see. Now I want to see what he does in high leverage situations when he's not the number one option, when he's the eighth or ninth guy. Like, but we're not going to answer that in Summer League. What is the right approach to, like, to view what we're going to watch the next couple of weeks?
I guess my general approach to Summer League is that really bad performances are more meaningful than really good performances. I think, you know, taking it as a whole over multiple games, over one game, obviously. I think guys who have more NBA experience, it's more meaningful, again, if you have a bad performance. So, like, I think it's great that Jake LaRavia is going to play, and I think it's less a case of, you know, he has something to prove than a case of he wants to build on the momentum he finally came out of last season with. But I think if he is bad in Summer League, that's a red flag. And so those are sort of my general principles with it. I think small guards, and really other than Scottie Pippen, who's a really different kind of player, they don't really have a small guard chucker on this team. Those are the guys who can really fool you in Summer League.
Yeah.
Like Josh Selby was a Summer League MVP. Russ Smith was a Summer League MVP. It meant nothing. The Grizzlies don't really have one of those players on this team. And so, you know, I'm interested in Edey primarily. Again, he's not going to be playing, you know, he's playing against several size guys, and he's playing without John Morant. So it's not really an apples-to-apples comparison for him in the NBA. But you want to see him be effective. I think you'd be concerned if he was totally not effective. Even though Summer League is often not great for bigs, I think he is so big and so experienced that you expect him to be good. LaRavia, I think Gigi Jackson is more interesting to people, but LaRavia to me is probably more of a tell than anyone else other than Edey.
Just from the perspective of if it doesn't look like he's built on the momentum he had at the end of the season, that
I would, even though there are higher hopes and there should be for Gigi Jackson and higher expectations for Gigi Jackson, to me, a bad summer league from Jake LaRavia would be more persuasive than a bad summer league from Gigi Jackson.
Just because of age and experience?
Yeah, exactly right. I think, you know, Gigi played half a season. He's just still, I think, going to be the youngest guy on the team, on the summer league team. He may come out and be great. But even if he's not great, I'm not going to be worried about it. If Gigi Jackson has a bad summer league game or two, I'm not really going to care. If Jake LaRavia in year three of summer league is struggling, I think that's going to be a concern relative to like what you think you can get from them going into the season. To the degree that anything in summer league can be a concern.
What would the range of roles for LaRavia look like for you, like the high and the low?
I feel like he goes into the season as like the 11th man on the team, maybe ahead of a Conchar, ahead of Derrick Rose, definitely, yeah. Ahead of Zaire Williams if he's there. I'm forgetting somebody. Oh, ahead of a Jalen Wells. So I think, you know, he's not in the 10-man rotation I would project, but I think he's 11th, you know, or should be. And if you're the 11th man in a 10-man rotation, you're going to play a lot. Because the odds of the other 10 guys all being healthy every game are pretty slim. And so I think, you know, we've seen this in the past where, like, you know, John Conchar's not in the rotation, but he plays 70 games and averages 15 minutes a game, you know?
And he had 10 starts.
Right. So I think if Jake LaRavia can be the 11th guy on your depth chart, you know, he's going to be, quote unquote, out of the rotation, but he's going to be playing just about every night.
Yeah. And if that's the role, like, I don't have any reason to believe that he can't do that, right?
Well, my hope would be that he would be like the bigger, better Conchar, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what you're hoping with him now. You're no longer hoping that he's going to be a starter on the team. Maybe you hope that when you drafted him at 19. I think that's not really what you're thinking about anymore. But he's only under contract for $3 million this season. You've got you know, team restricted free agent rights. You have sort of team control to some degree coming off of that. So, you know, you're back to the can you be a low-end rotation player on a good contract? And if you can be a low-end rotation player on a good contract, that's really worth having, especially if part of what you can do is be a three-point shooter, which we'll see. The theoretical Jake LaRavia as a shooter is to this point far outstripped the reality of Jake LaRavia as a shooter. But, you know, he finally had a good stretch late last season. Let's see, and let's give him a chance, see if he can build on it.
Drew has always mentioned, even before the draft, the Grizzlies are not only looking for, you know, a starting big, they're also looking for their fourth big. Is it possible the fourth big comes from this roster that we're seeing?
I mean, I would say fifth, because I think Santi... You know,
yeah, that's fair, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're talking about a 10-man rotation, I think I'm penciling in Jaren and Zach Edey to start, and Brandon Clark, Santi Aldama as the second unit.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
You don't have a fifth big on the main roster. Now, in reality, you'll play a lot of Gigi Jackson at the four, and you'll play some low big. I think for two reasons, they need a fifth big they can play. One is because, like I said before, like, guys are not going to play 82 games, right?
Yep.
I mean, Brandon Clark coming off this injury, like, you need a fifth big who can really play. And the other thing there, to me, this is one of the biggest questions with the team, is what front court combinations work if they don't include Jaren Jackson? If you go back to Zach Kleiman, what he said on draft night, he talked about, you know, we want to have options. We love our options. We know, you know, Jaren and Brandon works great together. We like Jaren and Santi, you know, playing five out. We think Jaren and Zach Edey are going to go great together. Well, Jaren's not playing 48 minutes across 82 games. So what works when he's not there? I think it's important to have a playable fifth big who can work with different combinations in that regard too. I'm not convinced Trey Jemison on the two-way can be that. So to me, either they need to add a different, more experienced fifth big to the main roster, which would require three to roster spot if you assume Kennard's back, which I do, or you may look to have you know, your Scottie Pippen Jr. of bigs on a two-way, someone other than Trey Jemison who you think can basically be a Grizzlies player on a two-way instead of a hustle player. I don't know who that would be, but I suspect that they are at least looking around to see if that guy's out there too.
Whatever happened to our boy Stevens?
Lamar?
Yeah.
I just think it's a numbers game. They have too many players at that position already. I mean, you're talking about John Conchar, Zaire Williams, and Jalen Wells, and Jake LaRavia. That's four guys who are effectively wings, not, you know, that are on your third team. Like right now, this depth chart, the third team is four wings and Derrick Rose. So there's just not a place for Lamar Stevens.
That sounds like something you could go get at the Wing Guru.
Yeah, that's right. That's the new combo.
Yeah, it's the D-Rose special.
Yeah.
Yeah, four wings and a Derrick Rose. I guess the other thing that's like kind of like as we're going to watch Edie, I think the other thing I'm going to struggle with is I presume however they play him in over the next couple of weeks, it's not really going to reflect what he's going to like how they're going to utilize him once the actual like training camp starts. Isn't that right?
Well. Yeah, I think it's hard because summer league tends to be a little bit more up and down, ragtag, you know, basketball.
Well, you're just throwing a team together and going, all right, boys, we got to go play.
Well, yeah, no, I agree. But what I will say is that they're going to put a start. They're going to put my presumptive starting five for the summer league team. It's a five-man unit. I think you will see in NBA games this season for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, that's probably
because
fair.
Because it's going to be Scottie Pippen Jr., who is on a two-way, but it's really going to be playing a lot for the Grizzlies primarily. And then it's going to be Jalen Wells, who may not play a lot, but he's going to be on the main roster. And then it's going to be G. Jackson, who will be in the rotation. It's going to be Jake LaRavia, who we just talked about, is going to play a lot, probably. And then Zach Edey is probably going to be your starting center. So a Scottie Pippen, Jalen Wells, G. Jackson, Jake LaRavia, Zach Edey 5, I think you'll see that lineup in real meaningful NBA games this season. So he'll be playing with LaRavia and Jackson, real players. And he'll be playing with Pippen, who I think Pippen's going to play won't be every game because he's not eligible every game, but he's going to play like rotation backup point guard minutes in a lot of games for the Grizzlies this season. And you're going to see some Zach Edey, Scottie Pippen Jr. pick and rolls in real games. And so like seeing that in summer league will be a preview of coming attractions to some degree.
Yeah, I mean, what's the limit? He gets to play 41 games. I expect he plays 41 games.
Yeah, it's more than 41, but it's not, but there's a cap on it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. All right, we'll wrap here. Does DeMar DeRozan to the Kings move the needle for you?
You know, it's an interesting thing. I think it increases their talent. DeMar DeRozan is better than Harrison Barnes.
Yes.
They increase their talent level, and so that's meaningful. I think there are real fit questions on both sides of the ball. On offense, DeRozan is a guy who likes to have the ball and sort of play with the ball and like have things run through him in a half-court offense. The Kings, A, want to play fast, and B, they want to run things through Domantas Sabonis in a half-court offense and with De'Aaron Fox. So, you know, you got 48 minutes of basketball, so you can, like, use all of that. But I wonder a little bit about the fit. And then I think it's if anything, a slight downgrade defensively. I think that team is already potentially bad defensively. So I like it short-term for them, but I don't love it. I don't think it makes a big difference to their season. I think the team was already pretty good, and they're maybe slightly better, but I don't see it as a big change to their what their fortunes would be this season.
I think there's a take that I haven't really fleshed out, but I guess the thesis would be this. I think the West has way more competitive teams, but if Boston's going to be healthy and they're going to have the roster that they do, I'm not as convinced that there is many teams from the West that can compete with Boston, but I do think there's probably like 12 teams that would be, you know, the 3 seed in the East. And I don't really know like how to flesh it out, but like that's kind of where I felt like watching the playoffs. I know everybody got upset that the Mavs were there, but I wasn't convinced that whatever form the Nuggets were in, that they were going to be that much tougher of a test. Like that's just kind of what I felt when I watched the playoffs this year.
Yeah, no, I think that's generally right. I think the Thunder, I think the best version of this Thunder team, adding Hartenstein and Caruso, could jump up and be there with Boston, but it requires a little bit of a leap from them,
right?
As a playoff level team, which we didn't see last season. They were the one seed; they lost in the second round, and so they need to take a step forward. They're still pretty young, but I think on paper, that's the one team that, if everything comes together, you can see sort of being on the Boston level. Especially since Boston is going to be dealing with Porzingis having a major injury going into the season.
Yeah.
But I think I generally wouldn't go as far down as 12, but I generally agree that if you like did a list of like the top 15 teams in the league, like Boston's going to be one, and like you may have, you know, 9 of 15 or 10 of 15 from the West.
Yeah. No, that's kind of how I feel. Chris, I really appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington. When we come back, Jeff rejoins the program. We'll do that next right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? X marks the spot. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract with Wi-Fi equipment included. And for just $15 a month, add the new Stream Saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV+, and Netflix. All your favorites, all in one place, only from Xfinity. So go ahead and binge some shows, stream some movies, and save some money all at the same time. For more watching and less spending, X marks the spot. Switch to Xfinity, the network made for streaming, and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay with store bank account. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $56 a month. Plus Wi-Fi equipment. Currently $15 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity Internet or TV and price subject to change.
This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of baseball. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. Every week, I have a conversation with one of baseball's greats to talk about the glory days and reflect on today's game. Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders, Jay Buhner, Albert Bell, and Goose Gossage, they've all shared their wisdom with stories of their playing days. To hear who's next, follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15, powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right. It's the summer of 1,000 engagements over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. What that means is, listen, if you're getting engaged, Jeffrey will tell you, get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. They will walk you through the process of buying a brilliantly gorgeous, stunning, original diamond ring. They'll do it with no pressure. It'll take a stressful experience and we'll make it fun. But during the summer of 1,000 engagements, 40% off all engagement rings and a free summer vacation getaway. That's right, with purchases of $24.95 or more, a free getaway. So what you could do is you got to pop the question on the getaway, and then you have a beautiful, stunning, gorgeous, original diamond ring that that you've bought for 40% off. So that is it. Best deal you will see anywhere, and a perfect start to your magical journey. It is Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 convenient locations, rijewelers.com. Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. I was interested. I was listening to Chris, Jeffrey. And fundamentally, I thought the point that he made that I fully co-sign is, tell me if Ja is going to shoot 34% from three or 28% from three. And that matters more than any assistant coach. Might not be unrelated to tweaks from an assistant coach, but that kind of incremental improvement from a player in the end matters more than this reshuffling that they're doing on the staff, even though I do applaud their efforts to be better in any way possible.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. And I think that kind of goes back to what we were talking about right after we spoke with Dan. I think that kind of applies to everybody. Like, does Jaren shoot 31%?
Exactly.
Or does Jaren shoot 38%? Yeah.
If Jaren could be a 38% three-point shooter, which it looked at one point like he would be, that would be massive for this team. Because let's be honest, you talk about the five out. This is not a team loaded with good shooters, right?
No.
It's just not. It's and it's one of the reasons that the Luke Kennard thing is
is important, is to get him back. It's just not. It's Marcus Smart, who is a willing shooter, but not a knockdown shooter. Ja, not a knockdown shooter. Obviously, Desmond Bane is. Jaren has become a willing and a decent shooter for a big, but he's not as promising as a shooter as we hoped he would be, or as effective a shooter as he was at his zenith. Zach Edey, obviously, not a shooter. Jake LaRavia, theoretically a shooter, but not in the rotation, you know? So Gigi Jackson was a shooter. I mean, what was a shooter last year, but throughout his life as a high school player and in the G League, not a knockdown three-point shooter. His shooting, honestly, was the revelations from Gigi last year. So if Jaren
now with that being said, he kind of finished the year at 35.7. So
right.
Like,
better,
well,
better. Yes, right. Yes.
Like, that's a real question. It's like, is he a 38% shooter? Or is he, you know, that 35.7? Like, what? And honestly, the other thing, like, yeah, the Dez is, Dez only shot 38%. It was his worst three-point shooting. It's like, was that just something to toss away?
Because he was asked to do more.
Yeah.
It's because he was asked to do so much, right? And he was having to force shots and whatever else. One thing I do not worry about is Desmond Bane and his shooting. But I think the point is that reasons for optimism about this team are largely grounded in the assumption of good health and the assumption that in those players, we will be getting something close to the best version of them that we have ever seen. And if you get that, good health and the best version of those players that we've ever seen, and I don't think that's too much to expect of Desmond Bane. I don't think it's too much to expect of Jaren Jackson Jr. Are we going to see the best version of Ja that we've ever seen when he has been off for much of the summer, like, and when he was not playing before, you know, briefly before that? I think that's a bigger question. But then that doesn't mean that just because those are the most important things, that these other things won't also be important or couldn't also be the difference between, you know, a win here and there or a few points here and there or a game five here and there or whatever. So I think it's great that they're being aggressive about trying to be as good in all aspects as possible. You know, they're
looking for an edge.
Well, honestly, like, they are an organization. It's a small market organization, and it's a poorer organization for that reason, just in terms of revenues. But what they have said is they always want to be best practices. You know, they got this tech guy, you know, like, let's, and honestly, if you look at the way they approach media, I don't know whether you would say it's a works or not, right? But, like, they have their own way of doing things. Most people don't have a Grind City Media. You know, they're not trying to, they think they are trying to find every edge and every angle that they can. And I think that part of, you know, I think it's I think it's a credit to Robert Pera and his willingness to spend that they are doing that. So anyway, onward we go. There was other NBA news, which I want to touch on briefly before we get to some other stuff. Happily, I think we've been completely LeBron and Bronny free, haven't we? Have we had a completely, which is more than you can say for any ESPN national show.
Monday. You mean us, the show. Yes.
Us, the show.
Yeah.
Us, the show. Look, we have been, I don't think Bronny or LeBron have those words been mentioned since the show commenced here from the cabin? Even with Chris, I don't think it was mentioned.
No, because we both feel the same way. I realized this weekend my problem with it.
They're breaking down every Bronny game. Like, when I said that Zach Edey is the most intriguing summer league story, he's obviously not. Like, Bronny is, right? Of the real stories, of the non-celebrity version story, Zach Edey is the most interesting.
I think what crystallized for me this weekend is, do I fundamentally have a problem that the Lakers spent the 55th pick on Bronny? No, I do not. Do I really fundamentally have a problem that he has gotten a big, you know, guaranteed deal? No, I don't. The only problem that I have with it is I'm just so sick of this media blitz that we're getting and them trying to explain it away as something different than what it is. And it's like, LeBron wants to play with his son. Period. End of story. Like, Stop trying to tell me that this is, like, not given.
You don't have to lie about it. And let's be honest, it is funny. Like, we can say we're, like, but, like, ESPN is all in on it, you know, like, all in on it. And,
well, if you want to go, if you want to go down conspiracy, like, I think they're just in the LeBron business.
Well, they are 100% in the LeBron business. They are,
and I think this is, we scratch your back, you know, and we'll do this for you.
Yeah, it's an interesting summer because it's very clearly been a, it's been a very good summer in terms of LeBron getting what he wants, right?
Oh, I would say ideal.
It's been a great, but has it been a great LeBron summer in terms of what is best for LeBron and is what is best for the Lakers?
I don't think the Lakers are any better. Do you?
No, I do not think they are any better. And so is it? Let's be honest. They are what they are. They are what they've been, which is a borderline playoff play-in team. If they get the right matchups, they might win a round. They might not. Like, that's what they are. That's what they've been. At some point, they'll fall off from that because they won't. Like, last year, they had extraordinary good health from LeBron and Anthony Davis. Well, if Anthony Davis is gone for half the year because of whatever, then they won't be that. Then they won't be even a play-in sort of team. As it is, I mean, it's an interesting question. Like, I think as long as you have LeBron, and it's a curious question, is if this were an NFL team and it was a quarterback, like, is it enough to have a superstar and just, we're going to watch the superstar. We're willing to be, to just go out, understanding that there's no championship in the offing. We just like having the superstar because the alternative's kind of grim. And so we're going to have some moments and we might squeak into the playoffs, but we're just going to ride out the tail with the superstar. Now, when the Grizzlies were doing that with the core four, ultimately it's not enough, right? Like, it's not enough. At some point you have to say, no, we're moving on from that. But they don't have an incandescent, one of the best players to ever play the game, superstar, who is in the meantime selling tickets. I don't really blame them for doing what they're doing, partly because the NBA season is so long. The NBA is so celebrity-based that if you were trying to do the same thing in the NFL with a quarterback, like, you could say that the Jets are trying to do this with Aaron Rodgers, right? But they're not. The Jets actually think that if Aaron Rodgers is really good, they could go to the Super Bowl in a way that I don't think the Lakers can realistically believe that. You know, if LeBron is really good, he was the best version of himself last year. I don't think their ceiling is the equivalent of the Super Bowl, is the NBA Finals, the Lakers right now. But I think the Jets think that's their ceiling. I don't think it works in the NFL to just perk along with a superstar who's not going to win anything instead of resetting. But the NBA season is so long and it is so celebrity-based and you're in Los Angeles that you're like, fine. This is honestly the same thing with the Warriors. We're just going to ride it out with Steph. We're just going to ride it out with LeBron because the alternative is grim and we have this superstar that people will pay to see in a way that people don't just pay to see superstar players on crappy NFL teams, right?
I think the overall point is I don't think it works in any other sport because, like, think about even with when Shohei and Trout are with the Angels, it wasn't like they were selling out.
100%. You're exactly right. You know what it doesn't work.
And those guys are.
It doesn't work for any other sport.
It only works for the NBA. And I think it's partly A, they're on the field, they're on the court the entire game. You know what I mean? They're playing both ways. But I definitely think it's the celebrity nature.
It's a more celebrity driven sport. It just is. For whatever reason, it is a more celebrity. So if you happen to have one of those celebrities, why move on from them, right? Just keep the celebrity, keep selling tickets. In the NHL, if you had the Gretzky equivalent, even Gretzky, the greatest ever, and you just were a mediocrity, you'd get rid of him. Like, or he'd ask out or whatever. Like, that's the other part of this.
Starting to see that.
The other part of this is LeBron is content to be mediocre too. That's the other part of this. Like, he could be trying to force his way out. He's not trying to. All LeBron wants is to rake in the money and play with his kid.
No, he didn't. He didn't have to try to force his way out. He opted into free agency.
Right. That's what I mean. He could have gone.
He could have gone anywhere else.
It's not just that the Lakers are settling for this because they think, yeah, well, it's the best thing. We'll print. LeBron is settling for it. He knows there's no chance, and maybe that's fine. Like, I actually, given what the alternatives were pre-LeBron, I don't even necessarily blame him. Right? I think it's probably the right choice, but I don't think it works in any other sport because I think celebrity matters so much more in this sport that celebrity alone can carry you. And hell, 82 games is a long season if you just got a crappy team with nothing to watch. So a mediocre team with a celebrity watch beats the hell out to watch.
I guess it works a little, but we're talking really team sports. But, like, in the end, we just show up to watch Tiger Woods. He's not competitive.
Oh, that's 100%. That's not team sports.
But it's your point. It's about a team sport. I don't think it really works in anything else.
Yeah. So, all right. This is a momentous day, Jeffrey. It's a momentous week. Not because the ESPYs are this week. Not because Summer League begins this week. But because Media Day.
Oh, yeah.
Begin this week. Mm. We got media days this week. Big 12 media
Who's
days.
Getting bigger, stronger, and faster, Jeff?
Begin tomorrow in Las Vegas.
In Vegas.
In Vegas, Big 12.
I know what I think Big 12. I think Vegas, don't you?
I think, well, they have done the westward ho, right? I mean, they.
It's true. They did expand west.
So that enables them to say, let's go to Vegas. And so the Big 12. Is in Vegas. I think it was on your show. It was on your show I was listening to, and you were talking about the player rankings, the star rankings of teams in the Big 12.
I think I did it with Tim Murray.
And basically what we've seen, and maybe it's not a surprise, listen, the University of Memphis would kill to be in the Big 12, even this diminished version of the Big 12. But what you've seen is it's not just that Oklahoma and Texas are gone. It's that the remaining teams, it's getting harder for them to recruit really high level players. So they will have a team in the
playoff.
In the playoff.
And with a bye.
with a bye in the playoff. But that team will not be and the star ranking, is it star rankings?
It was the blue chip ratio. I don't think they have a single team that would even qualify for the blue chip ratio. But then the other thing that you start to
realize... Explain to people what the blue chip ratio is.
Blue chip ratio is something that Bud Elliott, who's now at CBS Sports, what he comes up with, the percentage of your roster that is 4 and 5 stars versus 3 stars and below. And to win a national championship, every team since 2013 when he started doing it, every team has had a greater than 50% ratio of 4 and 5 stars to 3 stars and lower.
Okay. And what were you saying? It's not just about what do you make of, I guess this is a broader question. What do you make of the Big 12 this year?
I think it's going to be one of the leagues that's a ton of fun to watch because there's not going to be a ton of separation between the good teams and the bad teams. But it also feels like that's a league where like 3 losses might win the league.
And who is the favorite to emerge from the Big 12 right now?
It kind of depends on the book, but it seems like most people are going with Utah because they return their quarterback.
Right. And Utah's always good, basically, right?
They're always solid. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're getting out of Utah. Like, you're probably not getting 11-1, but you are probably getting, you know, somewhere between 9-3, 10-2.
And how do we feel about old friends Cincinnati and Houston?
Not great. I mean... I feel a little bit better about UCF. I kind of like quietly kind of bullish on them because I think like Gus has his limitations as a coach, but when he gets a quarterback that he can really run, that's when he's at his best. And I think KJ Jefferson and Gus Malzahn's a really good marriage.
It is interesting. The whole idea of, I mean, let's be honest, people are trying to get in different conferences, not because that's where they will necessarily flourish, because that's where they will survive.
Correct. 100%.
Right? And so you have, will life for Oklahoma and Texas be better than life, well, certainly for Oklahoma? Texas has had its own problems getting in its own way for a while now. But will life in Oklahoma in the SEC be better than life was in the Big 12? Is life for UCF more fun than life was for UCF in the American Athletic Conference? And I think so far the answer, you know, is really no. Like, I don't know. Like, it seemed to me like UCF was having a hell of a lot of fun when they were winning the American Athletic Conference in the bounce house, right? It seemed like it was fun. So it is interesting. You go to these places. Was life for Cincinnati better now or better when they were an undefeated, you know, team in the AAC? Again, anyone would go. I don't blame them for going. They should go. The checks are bigger. The future is brighter. You're stable, or at least more stable. But is life better? It's like, it's the quintessential example. Did Arkansas's life get better when the life of an Arkansas fan, did it get better when they went to the SEC?
I think what we've largely seen is, for the most part, nobody's life is better, but they get, like, they had to do it.
Right. Is Oregon going to have more fun? Is Washington and Oregon going to have more fun in the Big Ten?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they're going to miss. I think they're going to miss playing the same teams that they've played for their entire lives.
If you're selling your house, Josh Hysaw would be the person to call. Josh and his team at Keller Williams Realty. I was talking to this woman, Sarah. She has this massive family, had a house in East Memphis. They didn't have time to do a traditional sale. So they called Josh, asked him about his instant offer. Well, then 48 hours, he'd bought their home as is. Came over for a walkthrough. The rest was history. Bought the house as is. Paid in cash. They were able to pick the closing date. Josh made the whole process incredibly easy. That's the kind of thing Josh Hysaw can do. You don't have to take my word for it. Go over to Google. You'll see he has more than 300 five-star Google reviews. It's Josh Hysaw and his team at Keller Williams Realty. It's 901-461-8147. 901-461-8147. You can go to the website, joshhasthebuyers.com. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Bobby Marks of ESPN will join the boys at 12:25. John Varlas is going to be our company this week on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Looking forward to having him. Gabe will return with Connor back today. Normal show. David Cobb will join them at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy Summer League. Again, The Athletic says this is the game to watch tonight. It is
must watch.
Grizzlies versus the Jazz, 8 p.m. on ESPN, by the way. You'll be able to watch it wherever you are. And we will be back tomorrow to talk about it all. Have a great day. For now, our work is done.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone. Thanks to Odyssey, the Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
These days, everything in Memphis costs more. But somehow, Verizon costs less. As low as $50 for a single line when you switch. So while coffee is definitely costing more, Verizon costs less. And dinner in Overton Square for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Rent in Midtown, that's not coming down anytime soon. But Verizon, down. Just $50 a line. Limited edition sneakers, through the roof. Verizon prices, through the floor. That designer golden doodle, so much more. A single line on Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same good old tried and true service now costs you less. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Memphis Verizon store. $180 BYOD and $360 local promo credit supplied over 36 months for new customers with one line and your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP Full Synthetic Oil with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Tar Wash for a showroom shine.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one.
As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.